players where his holders reported for combatism or position has given precious and profound empowerments and teachings. So on the auspiciousness of place and time, first I would like to say my Teshi Delek to Kimbola and Sangha members and all the Dharma friends who have gathered here today. And as you know, my events here has been organized by the Boston Psyche Institute. And very happy to be here in this state once again after many years. And as always, whenever we receive teachings or empowerments, first it is very important to develop the right motivation, which means to develop the total renunciation towards the whole samsara, and then to develop the infinite loving kindness and compassion to all the sentient beings without any discrimination or exception, and then to develop the bodhicitta or the enlightened mind, which means generating a sincere wish to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all the sentient beings. And for that purpose, you are really engaging in Dharma practice in general, and especially today you are receiving this Guhya Samaja major empowerment. So with such right motivation, you should receive this empowerment. In the Vajrayana, there are four classes of tantra, known as Kriya Tantra, Charya Tantra, Yoga Tantra, and the Anuttara Yoga Tantra. And this teaching belongs to the Anuttara Yoga Tantra. And within the Anuttara Yoga Tantra, there are three subdivisions known as Fatherland Tantra or Method Tantra, which is like Guhya Samaja or other tantras. And then there's a Motherland Tantra or Wisdom Tantra, for example, like Chakrasamvara Tantra and others. Then there's a Non-Dual Tantra of Father and Motherland or Method and Wisdom, which refers to the Shriha Vajra Tantra and others. So out of these three, this teaching belongs to the Fatherland Tantra or the Method Tantra. And you should receive this empowerment with the right motivation, or with the purpose of attaining the Buddhahood. And you should not receive this empowerment just to gain worldly results, or just to gain results that are within this life or within this samsara. And generally, empowerment is very important. Empowerment is not just the true way to the Vajrayana path, but also it is the main practice of the Vajrayana path. The great Sakya Pandita said in his text called The Differentiation of Three Vows, in that it says, in the Paramita Yana, there is no teaching which is separate from the Bodhicitta. And also, in the Vajrayana, there's no Vajrayana teaching or practice which is separate from the empowerment. So all the Vajrayana teachings and practice are related with our empowerment. So empowerment in general is very important. Empowerment means, for example, if a house is owned by others, then we don't have the empowerment to use that house without receiving the empowerment or receiving the permission from the owner. If we use that house without receiving the owner's empowerment or permission, then it is not right. One can have a severe consequence. Similarly, without receiving the empowerment, if one practices this teaching, or Guhya Samaja teaching in particular, then it is more harmful than beneficial. So, therefore, it is very important to receive the empowerment. And also, in the teaching it says, we cannot just read the Vajrayana teachings through books without receiving the empowerment or without having any guidance or explanation or teaching from the guru. And not only it empowers you to practice the Vajrayana, but also empowerment is part of our main practice, because empowerment is the method that enables us to attain the Buddha Vajradhara state in this very lifetime. So we say the Vajrayana part in general is a quicker path to attain the Buddha Vajradhara state. One can attain Buddha Vajradhara state in this very lifetime if all the cause and conditions are gathered together. And if we practice the Vajrayana teaching without receiving the empowerment, then one can face great harm, or one can face severe consequence. So those guru who give teachings to those who have not received empowerment, then it means both the guru and the disciple or the listener will face severe consequence. Not only it won't yield any great result, but also both can face severe consequence. So therefore it is important to receive the empowerment. And so with this in mind, now you receive the empowerment. And you should receive this empowerment with the right motivation or with the purpose of attaining the Buddhahood. And you should not receive this empowerment just to gain worldly results or just to gain results that are within this life or within this samsara. And generally, empowerment is very important. Empowerment is not just the true way to the Vajrayana path, but also it is the main practice of the Vajrayana path. The great Sakyapandita said in his text called The Differentiation of Three Vows, in that it says, in the Paramitayana, there is no teaching which is separate from the Bodhicitta, and also in the Vajrayana, there is no Vajrayana teaching or practice which is separate from the empowerment. So all the Vajrayana teachings and practice are related with the empowerment. So empowerment in general is very important. Empowerment means, for example, if a house is owned by others, then we don't have the empowerment to use that house without receiving the empowerment or receiving the permission from the owner. If we use that house without receiving the owner's empowerment or permission, then it is not right. One can have a severe consequence. Similarly, without receiving the empowerment, if one practices this teaching, or Guhyasamaja teaching in particular, then it is more harmful than beneficial. So, therefore, it is very important to receive the empowerment. And also, in the teaching it says, we cannot just read the Vajrayana teachings through books without receiving the empowerment or without having any guidance or explanation or teaching from the guru. And not only it empowers you to practice the Vajrayana, but also empowerment is part of our main practice, because empowerment is the method that enables us to attain the Buddha Vajradhara state in this very lifetime. So we say the Vajrayana path in general is a quicker path to attain the Buddha Vajradhara state. One can attain Buddha Vajradhara state in this very lifetime if all the cause and conditions are gathered together. And if we practice the Vajrayana teaching without receiving the empowerment, then one can face great harm, or one can face severe consequence. So those guru who give teachings to those who have not received empowerment, then it means both the guru and the disciple or the listener will face severe consequence. Not only it won't yield any great result, but also both can face severe consequence. So therefore it is important to receive the empowerment. And so with this in mind, now you receive the empowerment.